Have you ever pondered on the paradox of sacrifice and suffering? Why must one endure pain to achieve a greater good? This conundrum is as universal as existence itself, woven into the fabric of our collective consciousness. Psychology grapples with it, and philosophy muses over it. Yet no figure embodies this paradox more vividly than Jesus Christ, a beacon of sacrifice and suffering in pursuit of a greater good. And no tale better illustrates this paradox than the trial and death of Jesus Christ. The narrative of Jesus Christ's sacrifice begins with the Last Supper. This event is symbolic, representing a poignant moment of fellowship and foreshadowing. According to the Gospel of Luke, Jesus takes bread, gives thanks, breaks it, and gives it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." He then takes a cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." Following this, events escalate towards the inevitable. Jesus, fully aware of the impending doom, retreats to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray. His prayer reveals his apprehension, yet his acceptance of the ordeal that awaits. The tension culminates in the arrival of Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, who betrays him with a kiss, leading to Jesus' arrest. Despite knowing the suffering that lay ahead, Jesus accepted his fate, setting a profound example of self-sacrifice. This act, in its essence, underlines the paradox of sacrifice we delve into today. The culmination of Jesus' sacrifice came with his trial and crucifixion. As we turn to the pages of the Book of John, chapter 19, verses 16 to 18, we find Jesus standing before Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor. He was accused, tried, and sentenced, not for a crime he committed, but for a purpose he was destined to fulfill. The cross was not merely a symbol of his physical pain, but also a testament to the emotional torment he willingly embraced. Jesus, the embodiment of love and compassion, was nailed to a cross, bearing the weight of our transgressions. He was scorned, mocked, and abandoned, yet he bore it all with grace and strength. His crucifixion was not an end, but a beginning of hope, a beginning of redemption. In the face of unimaginable suffering, Jesus remained steadfast, his sacrifice serving as a beacon of hope and redemption. But what can we learn from this narrative of sacrifice and suffering? From a psychological and philosophical standpoint, sacrifice is a testament to our capacity for empathy, love, and resilience. Just as Jesus' story resonates with sacrifice, so does our everyday lives. From foregoing immediate pleasures for long-term gains, to making hard choices for the betterment of others, we constantly navigate the seas of sacrifice. It's often viewed through a lens of loss, but it's also a catalyst for growth and transformation. Sacrifice, in its essence, is not just about suffering, but a testament to our resilience and capacity for love and empathy.